Impresario Magazine Presents, 30 Years Since AN Assassination, by Daniel Aceves Rodriguez. It was February 10, 1994, at the Guadalajara Chamber of Commerce. The different business sectors, including education, would receive the visit of the then candidate for the presidency of the Republic for the Institutional Revolutionary Party. Each delegation was prepared and we formed a fence. From the entrance of the venue, the wait became a bit long since the candidate's advance notice mentioned that he was already on his way since the event he had held before in the city center had lasted a little longer than expected. Since that day was his birthday and people wanted to greet him, a little later in a simple but well-organized way crossed at the threshold of the building, Mr. Luis Donaldo Colosio Murrieta, in his jovial and firm appearance, approached to shake hands with each of the delegations. Wearing a light-colored light jacket that noticed some light drops of blood that contrasted with the clarity of his garment. He himself explained that the blood was due to a slight scratch that a lady, in her eagerness to greet him, had caused with her fingernail to cause a slight wound on the candidate's chin and that put her in suspense for a moment. Safety equipment. The meeting was very productive. The candidate knew how to listen to the proposals of the various sectors gathered there. He was empathetic to the needs and projects that were mentioned and in a thorough manner took note of each and every one of the plans and comments expressed there. He was very orderly when exposing his plans and projects and sharing how difficult it was the beginning of his campaign that had been overshadowed by the Zapatista uprising on January 1, of which the date the truce agreed upon by President Salinas was debated in the peace agreements managed by a newly appointed Commissioner for Peace in Chiapas Manuel Camacho Solis. Once a strong candidate for the position now held by Colosio, the candidate promised to return soon. Indeed, Luis Donaldo's campaign was already taking a different, strong path, with a vision of the state and a decision to penetrate the various directions and corners of the country that were awakening to a neoliberal process marked by the global dynamics generated by the formation of the puzzle of the world once the Berlin Wall fell, and that during the six-year term of which he had been Secretary of Social Development. Programs such as Solidarity and others managed by him emphasized the need for greater social and political development. That is why it was not surprising that controversial speech given at the foot of the Monument to the Revolution on March 6 on the anniversary of the party that he represented and that using clear and persuasive oratory gendered endless opinions regarding the formation of the ICA Mexico with hunger and thirst for justice very similar in its roots to the historic speech of Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. There was that candidate who drew the ovation of all those attending the rally and the thousands of viewers who were already more clearly removed from the fears of a turbulent year that began under the drums of war in Chiapas. A little more than 15 days ago, returning in the afternoon, I was able to capture some shocking and cruel news on the vehicle's radio. At a rally held this afternoon in the Lomas Torrenas neighborhood of Tijuana, Baja California, the candidate Luis Donaldo Colosio suffered an attack, and he had been rushed to a hospital in that city. When I got home I was able to see on television the sad scenes that were going around the world. There with the same light-colored jacket that he used on his visit that February 10th. He's lying dead. Now they were no longer just a few drops of blood. It was his life itself that was extinguished in the intense red that soaked that already known garment. A few minutes later his spokesman and friend, the Chihuahuan Liebano Signs gave Mexico the sad news. The candidate Luis Donaldo Colosio Murrieta has died. 30 years after that fatal assassination, the political panorama already looks very different. History has changed and perhaps this attack had a lot of influence, which changed the dynamics of the country's politics. The party and government is no longer the one he represented. The material author of the attack returns to the controversy of putting in place his innocence is questioned and the versions of it continue to flow despite time. His son has raised the flame of his ideal dress in other colors, and Mexico is approaching other presidential elections just like in that spring of 1994, but with candidates very different from the current ones. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zer Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.